welcome to the Business Today News podcast. I'm Rashi. Here are the top stories. Speaking at the Bloomberg Global Business Forum, Prime Minister Narendra Modi once again invited investors around the world to invest in India. Addressing a gathering of CEOs, the Prime Minister promised a safe environment for investment in his keynote address at the event. In his address in New York, PM Modi quoted ongoing efforts for infrastructure development in India as an opportunity for global investors. Top American CEOs are bullish about their company's future in India as they lauded Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led government's pro-growth policies and his focus on providing a conducive business environment and ensure ease of doing business. Modi interacted with 42 CEOs of top global companies during the CEO roundtable immediately after he delivered the keynote address at the Bloomberg Global Business Forum. Flipkart co-founder and former CEO Sachin Bansal has reportedly invested ₹739 crore in micro-lender Chaitanya Rural Intermediation Development Services for an undisclosed stake. Following his investment, Bansal will take up the position of Chief Executive Officer in the Bengaluru-based non-banking finance company. After the Enforcement Directorate registered an FIR against National Congress Party strongman Sharad Pawar in the Maharashtra Cooperative Bank scam, the Congress Party has come out in his full support, alleging political vendetta by the BJP-ruled government. In the BJP's five-year rule, all those leaders who raised their voice have been hounded by the central agencies. Rajiv Sattav, party's election in charge for Maharashtra's Marathwada region, said. One of the two main accused in the ₹13,700 crore Punjab National Bank scam, Mehul Choksi will soon be repatriated to India, Prime Minister of Antigua Gaston Browne told India Today TV in an exclusive interview. Ahead of the CARICOM India leaders meeting with Prime Minister Modi in New York, Gaston Browne said Mehul Choksi was a crook and that it's a matter of time before he would be extradited to India as he had exhausted all his legal options. Regional Provident Fund offices have been sending notices to establishments in respective states seeking SC and ST data. An HR consultant who spoke to Business Today anonymously informed that a few companies in Chennai and Bangalore have received such notices via email. However, he added that his clients in Mumbai or Pune have not intimated them of any such happening. His firm manages the payroll process of these companies. And that's all we have for you today. Goodbye for now.